Well, good morning, everyone. I want to welcome you to another exciting edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and I get to play host, and we have a wonderful guest with us this morning. Angelique, you're still with me, correct?
Yes, I am.
There we go. And just so you guys know, for listening audience, Angelique's a little bit nervous, so you guys can all just pray real quick and say, Angelique's not going to be nervous. This will be a cinch, and we'll go from there. So Angelique, let's go back to the beginning. Tell everyone a little bit about your background. You know, you don't have to go back to, you know, how much you weighed when you were born. You know, that's great information, but I don't think our listeners need to know that. But give us a little bit about your family and how it led up to this encounter with Jerry Hixon at the furniture store.
Okay. Well, when I was 18, I went in the Air Force, and I met my wonderful husband, Bill, there on Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. And then we went to Korea and came back and in station in New Mexico, and we started a family. And my Elizabeth was born. And things were progressing, and she was starting to have some developmental signs that some things weren't happening correctly. She didn't really start really talking until she was almost four. And that was when she was around preschool children. And about that time, I had Ben. And Ben seemed to be developing milestones okay up until about 9 months. And then things were slowly starting to change from that point forward. And so then we were really concerned at age two. He wasn't saying any words. He wasn't pointing. He wasn't making eye contact. He wasn't sleeping. He had diarrhea. And so we ended up getting a diagnosis of autism at 26 months. So then we've been down a path since then. And then go a little bit further, I met Jerry.
Okay, now wait a sec. Before you... Okay. You covered so much in just, 45 seconds.
Oh, wow.
When I wanna find out, because I'm not a parent of a child with a learning disable or autism, or I mean we can go right on down the list. There are so many different diagnoses that are out there that literally, and the only word that comes to mind literally will derail a parent. At 26 months, when Ben was given this diagnosis of autism, what was going on for you and Bill? I mean, what you would
No. Actually, when I heard the word autism come out of the psychiatrist's mouth that day, I tuned everything else out she said because I didn't know what that word meant, but I knew it wasn't good. And so for 2 weeks, I cried nonstop because I was like, oh, now everything that you hoped and dreamed for in your child, if they told you, was not going to happen. And my husband was really strong and positive, and he just said at 2 weeks, he says, I know this is upsetting and this is hard, but we need to get proactive and do whatever we can to help him. Mm. And so then that's when we started on the path of, you know, OT, PT, speech. We also took on another path. There is a group of doctors out there that are called the Feed Autism Now doctors, and we started with one. And they do a lot of mainstream tests, but also tests that regular pediatricians would not do for your kids, not unless you have a really close patient relationship with them. And we just did some simple testing, like hair testing, urine testing, even stool testing, to see, because, you know, there was a reason why my child was having diarrhea, you know, every day. And so we found out after I had gone on the internet, I had found out right after my husband said, let's get proactive. So I started getting on the internet. This was back in 2001. And one of the first things that I found that I thought, you know, this is something that I can do is change his, what he's eating.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put him on something called a GFCF diet. And that's taken wheat and milk products out of his diet. And the amazing thing was Ben was such a picky eater, it wasn't going to be hard to do that because that's all he was eating was wheat and milk products. So then I had to come up with safe substitutes. days when we changed. And that sounds odd, but these kids are really strong-willed. And he finally broke down and ate because he was hungry. And then he started, you know, continuing to eat after that. Well, within 2 weeks, he started making, he started responding to his name. He would let us, slowly start to let us touch him because he would squirm to get away from us otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And about, within a month and a half, the diarrhea had stopped. And that was huge because that was affecting his sleep because the diarrhea would affect him at night because his stomach would be so hard and full of gas, he'd be crying for hours. Anywhere from 2 to 4 hours every night from 12 to 4 a.m. And, you know, after doing that for a few years, you become very sleep deprived.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very tough.
Can I go back? Because I'm curious. There were two things you mentioned here, and one was when you heard the word autism. At your point, were you familiar with that? Did you guys have friends that had children with autism, or what was your basis of shock, or just what was common knowledge out there that hey, this is a serious, you know, disease or disorder, and now our family is in that category.
Well, the only thing I looking back on that day was, you know, there were lots of kids there that day that were being evaluated, and everybody else had gone except for us, and we had a, you know, a big round circle of chairs because they had a speech person and psychiatrist, and then there was a couple other people. I don't remember their titles, and they just, we were the last ones there, and so I just knew whatever that word meant, it was that.
Mm, okay.
And, you know, and then later when my husband told me what else they said was, you know, that he wasn't going to be independent. He probably wasn't going to be able to talk. And then when he would get to puberty, he probably would get aggressive.
Mm.
And that at some point, we would have to entertain the idea of institutionalizing him.
And so,
I don't know what that means, then taking your child and admitting them to a psychiatric type place.
And as a mom, it's still tender today. I can tell. Why, and second question, different direction here, why wheat and dairy?
Wheat and dairy. Well, in the body, there we have processes, enzyme processes that break those two food groups down, and when those processes aren't working correctly, meaning your digestive system, then there's a byproduct produced that can act like a drug on the brain. And that drug just basically numbs them. I mean, Ben had no sensation of pain. He wouldn't respond to his name. He didn't want to be touched. So just the fact that, you know, I don't know what it feels like, you know, to be on some kind of a drug because I haven't done any of those. But for other people out there that, you know, might know somebody that has, there's a whole bunch of symptoms that come with that. And he basically was not breaking those proteins down correctly, and they were drugging, making him non-sensory to stimuli.
Okay, so it's not just a brain function disorder. We're talking the whole body is reacting and not functioning as what we would label as normal. So
right.
You guys were attacking it from every different angle.
Right, because, you know, the definition is, neurologists have their definition, and psychologists have their definition, and doctors have their definition, but everybody has a little bit, description of what autism is. But what we were finding out was that, you know, autism was not only, you know, something that was happening in his brain, but it was also affecting everything from the neck down.
Okay. So that's pretty much everything. Okay, so let's fast forward, and then let's also talk about Elizabeth.
Okay.
Because when she progressed and got older, entered school stage, you guys noticed some things as well, or maybe it was even before school entered into the picture. So before we get to the solution, and I don't want to paint this terrible picture, but you're simply telling your story of what life was like, and it was not fun, and it was not anything that any parent would want to go through. So what was up with Elizabeth, other being a normal, healthy, you know, average little girl?
Well, Elizabeth kind of cut herself off from milk at about age 2, and so obviously she was feeling, for whatever reason, she was avoiding that food group, and she had she was having trouble with her stool. She wasn't able to control it as well, and she wasn't talking. And when she went to preschool, they told me right up front, they were like, we can't understand her. And I was like, well, I'm hoping with her being around some other kids, you know, that will develop. Well, within 3 months, she did start speaking 5- and 6-word sentences. But because she was so developmentally behind, when she did start school, it affected her. And so she ended up having to repeat kindergarten. And the reason why we had her repeat kindergarten is when they evaluated her, they said that she was, her IQ was in the 68-69 range.
And what's normal for a child her age?
Normal is 80 and above. So they, you know, anything below a 70 is considered mental retardation by IQ testing. So I kind of broke down again. I thought, oh my goodness.
Here we go round two.
Right.
One's not enough.
So we retained her and held her back in kindergarten again. And then we got very proactive and got her in speech therapy. And that year alone, she had made up just a little over a year's worth of progress developmentally. And so she continued to progress, but she was still behind. So she was mainstreamed, and when we moved here to Florida 2 years ago, her teacher kept saying she was, I can't get a feel for her, because one day she's hot and one day she's cold. And so eventually we ended up, because in Florida they have something called FCAT testing, which I'm sure they have lots of different names of testing in other states, but she just suggested that, you know, maybe we might want to hold a meeting to see if we could help Elizabeth get some accommodations for this testing. So we ended up getting some accommodations. And that shortly right after she had her FCAT test is when I ran into Jerry one day.
And let's just bring that right into the discussion, because that was not something I thought was kind of ironic. That hearing your perspective of why you went to that particular furniture store that day, which further illustrates the point that, you know, as wellness consultants, we don't really plan to go out and spread the good news of making. Sometimes it just we work it into our lifestyle, and it simply just happens. And I know for Jerry, knowing her as long as I have, it oozes right out of her pores, because that's who she is and her personality. And so tell us what happened.
Well, I had a table and chairs that was going to sell at a yard sale, and it was made of the rattan bamboo material. And so I didn't know what those were going for those days. And so I went in there because I was just getting some prices, you know, just seeing how much things were costing so I could, you know, appropriately price this item at a yard sale. And so me and Jerry she met me, and we were walking around in the store, and you know, she just started asking me some questions, you know, like, where are you from? And so that led on to why we moved here. And I really didn't disclose, other than I had 2 children and a retired husband who just got, you know, he had gotten a job at Harris. And and so I was just telling her about, you know, my husband. And I was like, you know, the conversation led on to where I was telling her about he has this problem with his back. And she said, well, you know, I have something that, you know, could help with that, and it was a back flex.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked for my, you know, contact information, and I was thinking, well, this, you know, nice ladies let me borrow this, you know, of course I'm going to give her my name, my phone number, and email. you know.
And she had it with her, I mean, on her, if it's in the store, did she go out to her car and get it, or?
She did have to go out to her car and get it. And I wrote, while she went to go get it, I wrote down my information.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me a couple CDs to listen to. And as soon as I got, I had to, you know, scoot because I had to go pick up my children from school. And right after I got in the car, I was like, well, I'm going to put this on my back.
Forget Bill. I mean, I'm going to check this thing out. Now, are you dealing with something in your back?
Well, one of my hips is about an inch higher than the other one, and I could probably wear prosthetics in my shoes, but the Air Force had made some special things for me, but being a young person and not really realizing what those things were doing for me, I had somehow ditched them. And so I have to, when I walk a lot or if I drive in the car, you know, sitting in that position a lot, then I have a lower discomfort in the lower back part of my back. And so I was like, well, I might as well try this before I give it to Bill. So I put it on my back, and of course, you know, I'm hustling to get to the school to pick up the kids and get them home. And, you know, after you get home and you kind of have a few moments to breathe, I'm like, wow. That feeling's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my mind, I was thinking, well, it's because I have, you know, I thought, well, it's in my mind that I have this thing on, so that's why my discomfort's gone. And so I took it off, and I didn't share anything with Bill yet, and I waited until that feeling came back, and then I put it back on again, and it went away again. And so that's when I, you know, said, honey, I said, you really need to try this. And he kind of laughed at it. He thought he was very skeptical. He wouldn't wear it. He would not wear it. He wouldn't. He laughed at it. And so shortly
because,
right after that,
because I'm sure I'm just taking a stab in the dark here because of his background and his profession, that if there was anything to this, he would have heard about it, right? That's the standard response to using magnets or any type of magnetic technology for the body to increase the body's ability to heal itself. But I don't know.
Yeah, he just thought magnets were for refrigerators, you know, holding up your pictures and papers.
Uh-huh, of course.
And so that was the gist of that. And so then I had shared with Jerry what had happened, and at that point is when I told her that I had two children, and my Elizabeth had a developmental disability, in that my son had autism. And she said, well, you know, again, you know, would you be open to trying these things? And so she loaned me a sleep system, a water system, and an air filter. And she loaned them to me to put on Ben. And after I had gotten them, I was thinking about it, and I was like, well, Ben can't tell me, you know, wow, this really makes me feel good, or wow, I really slept good last night, because he's not level enough to tell me that.
Sure,
And he does have some language, but he's not to that point yet. And so I decided to put those things on my daughter. And so, you know, knowing that my daughter had knowing that she snored and knowing that she sleptwalked, I guess I just took those as those are things that, you know, is normal, in that you just live with them every day, so they happen every day, so you just, you know, they're part of your life, and so that's just the way life is the way I had accepted those issues.
Absolutely.
And then, so the first night, she fell asleep within 15 minutes.
What was normal for her as far as?
About 45 minutes.
Okay.
So I was always putting her down, you know, early enough to give that 45-minute time so she would get to sleep before 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And so, because children need their sleep, and they're supposed to have a certain amount of sleep. And so she fell asleep that quickly, and she never got up and sleptwalked that night. And so when I went back in there to check up on her, I stayed up late that night to go in there and check on her a couple of times. She had stopped snoring. She was not snoring. And she woke up the next morning, and she was ready to go, whereas normally I would have to go in there and say, get up, and then go back and get up, and She just jumped up and pretty quickly and got dressed, and that was, like, really strange because that's not typically how our morning went.
Now, what was going through your mind? I'm curious, Angela, because we went through the same thing with our oldest, McKenna, when the air unit was introduced, and because even on the sleep system, on the pillow, she still, I mean, you could hear her, not so much a snore, but you could hear her breathing loud several rooms away. And but with that air unit, the first night, I went back in and checked that. Did she die? I mean, I know she didn't die, but I mean, there's no noise. There's nothing at all. What was going through your mind? Because you'd had a couple years now of, you know, when this child actually does go to sleep, she produces this loud volume of noise, and I don't hear it anymore.
Well, I think that's why I ended up staying up so late, because I was like, oh my gosh, you know, you are concerned when something is been normal or has been that way for many years. I mean, that problem wasn't just developing, because Elizabeth had that problem for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even taking her to the ear, nose, and throat doctors, they would say, well, she's not having strep this many times a year, so therefore, until you really get concerned about her gasping for air at night, mm-hmm. there's really nothing, you know, we really don't want to take her tonsils out.
Sure.
And, yeah, it was very, you know, I was like, that's why I just kept going back in there and checking on her. And even my husband gets up really early, like around 5, and when he got up, I went back up there and checked on her again. And she was breathing, but she wasn't making that scent, those sounds.
So as a mom, as a parent, as someone who is used to this, what's going through your mind that could it work this quickly? What, is Jerry... Don, I mean, who is this Jerry Hickson person, for starters? And, you know, I can go down a whole list of questions that would run through my head, but how could these products, this silly thing that I put in my back, make me feel better, and then these products that my daughter is now exposed to, because you basically hooked her up with the whole wellness home, with the air, the sleep system, and the water right up front. I mean, that is you're targeting several different areas at the same time. I mean, but what was going through your mind? Could it work this quickly,
Well, yeah, that, and it was just like, well, I mean, you know, in between the time that I had the back flex and she loaned me the, because I'm an inquisitive type person, so I was online looking up stuff about magnetics and how it could affect your health, and so I was having, you know, lots of questions for Gary, and I was just amazed that it did work that quick on Elizabeth. And then, you know, it doesn't work that quick on everybody the first night, but it did for some reason on her. And I just really think that God, you know, brought this to me through Jerry, and it has so dramatically changed all our lives and my family.
Mm-hmm.
It's affected each one of us differently.
Mm-hmm. So what happened in the next few weeks, few months with Elizabeth?
Well, within a week, you know, because you get their papers, I noticed Elizabeth's school grades were a little better. And then within 2 weeks, I was at a classroom party, and her teacher said to me, I just have a question for you. Did you put Elizabeth on medication? And I said, why? And she said, well, I you've got to be doing something different And I said, why? And she said, well, in my grade book here, you can tell within this two-week period, her grades have improved 10 to 20 points, depending on the subject.
Wow.
And I said, I haven't put her on medication. And she said, well, what are you doing? And I said, well, you're going to think this is kind of odd or weird, but I told her, you know, about the sleep system and the air and the water, and she said that she had heard of that. And that's what she said, and so she says, well, you know, it's working, so just keep doing it.
And of course, I can kind of picture this person's face going, okay, I've heard of that. It's kind of crazy. I don't believe a word of it, but hey, you know, if it works for you, so be it. I've had that reaction from people's face.
Well, the neat thing was I was telling my friends about it. Most of my friends have autistic children, and their siblings have some issues, and so I was telling my friends about it, and they were saying, well, take them off of it and set their cortisol back down.
That's torture to see if it'll go back to the way it was, to living life in hell, literally. Yeah.
And so I said, well, I can't do that because she is trying and working so hard to try to get AB honor roll, the last period of the school year. And Elizabeth usually only makes that one time a year. And I just said, I can't do that to her. So I did want to see if it would go back down if I had taken her off the products. So she was going to summer school.
Mm-hmm.
And the week before summer school, or Friday before, it was starting to start on Monday. So the Friday before, I took her off of everything. Well, the sleep system in the air, I felt the water, you know, she needed the water.
Sure.
And so they took the pretest that week, and I didn't put her on the whole week. I let her Friday to Friday, so then I put her back on it after the first week of Friday and for the rest of the 3 weeks, and then they did a post-test, and her both subjects, reading and math, her one changed 20 points and one changed 23 points.
Wow.
So it's just amazing how, you know, the sleep can really affect your academic performance, your memory performance, and just the knowing what your body's supposed to be doing, why it's sleeping with the stress and your hormones and they're, you know, restoring and kind of resetting your functions for the next day. It's so very important, and I don't think we really realize how important that is.
Sure.
And well, so since then, she's been on the products now for, since May, so May to May, 15 months about, and she had some recent testing done back here in July, and she's shown a 55% improvement in her reading comprehension.
Wow. And I didn't even ask, she's how old today?
She's 12.
Okay. So same age, a year older than our oldest. And I don't want to switch gears entirely, but I kind of have to, because I'm sure there's a lot of people like myself going, okay, well, what about Ben? What did you just, you only picked up the products for Elizabeth and you...
after the 2 weeks and the teacher said, about her grades, my husband said, okay, there's something to this. And he goes, you can get us a wellness thumb. And he said, okay, he agreed to it. And so we ended up getting a sleep system for her bed and Ben's bed and our bed and the water and the air, the insoles. We got the kids and the family on basic nutritionals with the J. Green Vines and the Thiaga and the multivitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben slept through the night. He was a mover. And then when we put him on the sleep system, he kind of stays in one spot now. And he had a bedwetting problem when he first got on the sleep system, so I had to put a protective cover on it.
Sure, sure.
And that went away pretty quickly. About 2 weeks, the bedwetting went away.
And he was how old? What was his age?
This was last year, 9.
Okay, so he was older as well. So that's a little bit older for most. I mean, I don't know if there's an exact age for kids that are dealing with, it's called incontinence? No, what's the term, the fancy word for bedwetting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't know if there's a magic age for that, but even to see that happen in that short amount of time, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially when you're washing sheets every day for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I mean, I was one until I was 6. I'm sick. That holds a little bit of my secret history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fun as a parent, the stories that my mom has shared with me of what you have to go through to, it's like, okay, why is my child not normal? And why are we dealing with that? But besides the bedwetting, I mean, you're talking about all the other factors that go into dealing with an autistic child. So what have you seen in less than a year and a half with Ben? Because you painted a pretty good picture of what the life of...
Well, I knew that because what I had seen with Elizabeth, autism is so much more complicated medically than, say, ADD or, any learning disability. It's because there's so many different systems that are going haywire in the autistic child's body. I knew things would progress. I just knew that it was going to take time for the body to heal. And so since then, he has better quality of sleep because he's not, you know, moving all over the bed anymore. The bedwetting, him saying clear words, like an example is he came in to our bedroom and said, "Mama, get up. I want chicken, please." I mean, that's a huge long sentence for a child that's still considered verbal but nonverbal.
Sure.
Verbal to get his needs and his wants met, but not conversational. And so my husband's like, "Get up right now." You have to, you know, move for that. And, you know, and other things, you know, he started writing his, the only letters he could write was his name. And he had very hard having control of the pencil. And, you know, they would be big and squiggly and, you know, kind of look like scratch, but you could make it out. Well, one day I took the Magnolias and rubbed them on his right forearm and hand for about 2 minutes. And he was going to work with a therapist. And she said, "What are those things?" And I said, "What are Magnolias?" And she said, "Okay." And so I dropped him off and dropped him there. And then came back in an hour and 15 minutes. And she said, "What do those things do?" And I was like, "Why?" And she's like, "Look at his handwriting sample today." And I have a picture of before the magnetics using them and then the picture of the day that we use the magnetics. And his letters are smaller, more formed, you know, correctly. And really, you know, you could read his name.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, because, you know, when you have a child that has fine motor issues and they're having a hard time even holding a pencil. And having that control, and it's very frustrating to them. And I kind of had just in my mind said, "Well, let's teach him how to write his name, so that way he can, you know, write his own name on his papers and sign his own documents, you know."
Mm-hmm.
And then since then, he's independently writing more letters, more uppercase. They're called the straight letters, like F, I, H. They're called the straight letters, and there's a program that we're using called Handwriting Without Tears, and there's straight letters and curved letters, and you work on the straight ones first and uppercase. And so, you know, since then he's worked on independently doing 3 other letters, and, you know, that seems like a small feat, but it's really a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And he is just making more eye contact. He's starting to be a little bit more social engaging. He's watching other people. He's imitating what they're doing. He's almost reading on a first grade level and comprehending what he reads.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's very neat when they tell you a child that's not going to be able to talk or communicate. And so I guess, you know, I have the feeling that I can't leave any stone unturned.
Mm-hmm.
To help my child, mm-hmm. because I want to help him become the most functioning, independent person that he can be.
Mm-hmm. And I know, and we don't have time to go into this, as a result of you sharing, well, what the Edelins as a family have experienced. You've gone down this path, and not everybody who has an experience like this is really concerned about the business opportunity of Meekin, but you definitely have gone down that path, and you've introduced several people, and last month you had a really good month as far as volume goes, and I don't want to get into the specifics and everything, but what I guess for you and Bill, and this would be my last question if I could wrap it up with this, where do you see this going for you guys as a family? I mean, because probably every day, week, month, you're going to see something. You're going to see an aha experience, like what you just described about Ben now reading at the first grade level, which is a 9-year-old, you know, from our today's standards, people say, "Well, man, he's way behind." But no, for an autistic child, he's actually quite a bit advanced. And I know how huge it is because I've been around children. We spend a lot of time in our school and helping out in the classroom, and it's an amazing thing to see that. But for you guys, as a family, where do you see this going for you, for the Evelyns?
Well, the goal is to, you know, get my, to bring my husband home from work. He as a family, you know, just the physical, the emotional, the stress, you know, because, you know, it is stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Having two parents and able to, you know, come together in, because my husband's usually gone 6 days a week right now. He works 6 days a week, and he, you know, only, you know, 8 or 9 hours a day, but still, having him to be able to come home to fully, you know, component as a family is going to be just so much freedom for us, and that, and so that's our goal, is just to bring him home from work and handle this together.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and just, you know, not only, you know, that part of it, but the, you know, the financial part, because, you know, having a child with autism is a, has been in the past very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And you only, you know, can do what your financial means allow you to do.
Sure.
Or what your insurance company will allow, you know, will cover. There's parents out there that are, you know, being told that, their services are stopping at age 7. Of course, there's always exceptions to the rule. She's probably going to have to, you know, have a little battle with that. But we've been very fortunate to have military insurance, and they've covered a lot of the things that we've done in the past. And, you know, I'm thankful every day that there are these Defeat Autism Now doctors out there that are, it's amazing, you know, just some simple tests can tell you, you know, what's wrong, and you start working on those, and you can get some things back into balance. And then, you know, adding, for us, adding this extra layer on top with the magnetics and the air filter and the water and the nutritional has added another layer of healing on for Ben and Elizabeth and all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the business opportunity on top of that, to meet another one of the five pillars of health for us, is just, it's huge, and it's so wonderful that there's just sneaking companies out there, and it's been around for the many years as it has, and in many countries as it is. All I can, you know, encourage people out there to do is, you know, make sure you get all your questions answered, and don't pass an opportunity by, you know, easily. Definitely investigate it and see if it's something that will, you know, meet your needs.
Do you believe, Angelique, and I know I already said this would be my last question, but do you believe, as a parent of two children who are different or unique, do you believe that these products could impact in a positive way every family that's out there?
Every family is out there, and the thing of it, the neat thing about it is that, you know, we want fast, as a society, we want fast results. Well, you know, our bodies didn't get in the condition, whatever condition it is, at the snap of a finger, and by, you know, applying these products back to our body, is it going to snap it back to the way it was before the problem came on? And so people just have to be open-minded enough to give it time. And, you know, the body is able to heal itself with the right things, you know, in it or on it, but it has to have that time in order to heal itself.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I want to thank you again, Angelique Evelyn, and I worked on that this morning a few times to make sure I pronounced it correctly, has been our guest. And if you know somebody, and Angelique, I didn't even ask you this, would you be open? I don't want to give out your phone number because that can open up a whole can of worms. And we have actually people. I just got an email last night from one of our wellness consultants in Sweden who specifically asked, the time couldn't work out for her to get on the call with her guest, but she said, I want to have the website so I can listen to it later. And that's simply the word CAN, C-A-N, the letter B, the number 4, U, the letter U, dot biz. B-I-Z /S. That's canb4u.biz/S is the website to listen to the call in its entirety. And then I want to follow it up, and if you're okay with this, Angelique, and you can just say no. I'd rather they all go through you, Vance, and you can shove them my way, which is fine, too. But would you be open to giving your email address if someone wanted to email you with a question, maybe set up a three-way? Specifically wanted to discuss what you did. I mean, I think you made it pretty clear. You simply got the wellness home. It's not too complicated. But I know there are parents out there, and I come across them as well. They're like, well, I'd like to speak with her. Or, you know, from a guy's perspective, maybe I could talk with the husband, and that would answer my question. If you're okay with that, what's your email address?
Okay, so it's all lowercase, and it's my first A. EVELEN2001@yahoo.com.
So give it to us one more time so we can double check.
So I'm gonna say military letters just to make sure
there you go.
Understand what I'm saying. So it's Alpha Echo Delta Echo Larry Echo Nancy 2001@yahoo.com.
Okay, great. AEDELEN2001@yahoo.com. So,
yes.
And again, Angelique, thank you so much. This has been a wonderful, wonderful conversation. And see, it wasn't so difficult at all, was it? I mean,
no, I'm very happy now.
And I want to remind everybody that, you know, we come across a lot of people, and some children, we have a friend in Oklahoma that the child hasn't even been diagnosed, and they're just still making guesses, that even if there's not a diagnosis, but with any children that are dealing with anything, one should get them on the products. Let the products work for them, and even if it's someone like Ben who's not able to communicate clearly, there are other ways to notice and to be able to tell what is going on. And sleep is such a huge, huge attribute to our life. And as Angelique was sharing, that if our batteries don't recharge at night, our bodies do 80% of the rejuvenation, the rebuilding at night. And if we deprive that, and that's what happens in children and young people today when the brain just can't relax because there's something else going on, there's something that's triggering, and that's what these products allow. We're not making any medical claims, we're just saying, hey, you know, I know it's worked for Angelique's too, and it's worked for our too, that we notice the hugest difference if we go and stay at a hotel and they forget to bring their Nikin pillows. And the biggest difference in the world, especially after the second or third night, that things start to go a little differently than they would here at home. So, can't encourage you enough. And again, canbeforyou.biz/s is the website. And if you want to email Angelique directly to ask her some questions, AEDELEN2001@yahoo.com is her email address. So, Angelique, I'm going to allow you to stay on the line here.
Okay.
And hopefully when I hang up, it won't cut you out. I don't think it will. If it does, well, then we'll have to make it happen some other time. But I literally need to run out the door to get to our rhythm event. So I'm going to let our group change it over. And I know that my mom is still on the host line. So I'll let her kind of lead the discussion. And I know she's probably got questions if they don't come up with anybody. But I know this group well enough that they have questions. So hopefully you can spend the next 15 minutes up to the top of the hour and, you know, converse with them. So someone else is on the line, and I'll step off.
Okay.